T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
421, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. We are broadcasting from CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference. And we're having a great time. And I say we because my buddy John Reed, of course, is here in the morning doing a great job. I think one of the best attended CPACs that I have seen in many, many years. And I've got the opportunity here to chat with Gabriel Nadalis. Get it correct? Okay.
That's correct.
Now, Gabriel's got, to put it mildly, an interesting story. And I'm not even going to try and tell it. Gabriel, I need you to tell this story.
Sure. I mean, back in 2011, I was part of Antifa. And the way that works is I first put on the black mask to protest the National Socialist Movement, which is a neo-Nazi organization. And I thought at the time that that was the right thing to do. Because, I mean, being anti-fascist is a good thing. To be, as Americans, we are all anti-fascists. We understand
right.
this. But Antifa is a self-righteous organization that refuses to see when they are wrong and when they become the oppressors. And I didn't see that at the time.
Interesting. All right, now where were you? Location, where were you? Were you Antifa-ing?
So in Southern California, in a town called Azusa, California. That's basically what I did most of my things.
Wow. Was there a connection to Azusa? I mean, besides...
No.
Really?
No. It was something that... There was a lot of different movements going out throughout Los Angeles, and I connected with a lot of anarchists in Los Angeles and as well as the Inland Empire, which doesn't mean much to you, but...
Oh, no, it does, because I lived in California.
Oh,
I absolutely know. Yes, yes, yes. So you sort of parachute into this community, put the black mask on, and then what?
Well, at first, there was just a couple protests. There was a lot of... we spread a lot of propaganda, a lot of different zines, we call them, which is small little kind of flyers. Short for magazines. But also, there was other things that... it all falls under the banner of direct action.
Yeah.
Which is to take matters into your own hands. It's a type of vigilante justice. So there were some things that I remember doing. For example, about a group of 10 to 15 of us, we were protesting for animal rights. And in this, we went to the home of a CEO, and right outside his home, we started protesting and just talking a lot of trash, intimidating him because his company supposedly had a contract to transport monkeys into America for animal testing.
Okay.
But the interesting thing is that he was never home when we did this. And the sad part is that we knew this because every time we went there was to harass the neighbors to make sure that when he comes back, he would have to deal with them, not us.
Wow. All right, so at some point, obviously, Gabriel, you take a look at this, and do you just think to yourself, gosh, it's foolish, it's silly, it's irresponsible? What hits you?
Well, interestingly enough, again, I was 16 when I did this.
Yeah.
And I was in it for about 2 years, and then in my senior year in high school, I had a conservative teacher, probably one of the only ones in the entire school.
I'll bet.
And he introduced me to a lot of different just free market ideas. Milton Friedman, Thomas Sowell. And these ideas, I found them interesting. I didn't like them, but I found them interesting. So I wanted to talk to them about to other people. And the political engaged people were other members of Antifa. But when I brought these ideas to them, all of a sudden, I became a fascist. I started asking questions, and instead of really talking to me about what they were wrong, I was accused of spreading capitalist propaganda. And that's when it hit me that these kinds of people are not really fighting for something. They're just standing against all of these, what they think everything's fascist.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So is there a disassociation process, or do you just say to yourself, I'm not going anymore?
I basically just kind of said, not going anymore. I will say, though, that about a year, and I was still kind of, I was starting Eternal Return at the time, but a year later, when I was 19, the last time I saw them, it was at a backyard show, which is, you know, music group kind of thing. And we all got into a really big fight.
Wow.
And it was like all of these people, we were fighting a bunch of like gang members. And that's the day that I'm like, I need to cut these people out because they're not productive. They're just trying to start fights with people. And it's not something that I ever want to associate myself with ever again.
Wow. Wow. It's an amazing story. Gabriel Nadalis is joining us, formerly a member of Antifa. Now, you're associated now with the Leadership Institute. I cannot think of an organization that fits 180 degrees the opposite of Antifa more than the Leadership Institute. Tell me what you're doing over at LI.
So I've been working for the Leadership Institute for almost 5 years.
Wow.
I started as a field representative, and I can tell you this much, that I never told anyone about my leftist past. No, I actually hid that for a while. Nobody even, like, even my wife, I had told my wife I had done a couple of things, but when I started... When all of this came out, she was like, you're an Antifa? But the Leadership Institute is a great organization.
Yes.
They help conservative students all throughout the country just defend themselves against liberal bias.
Absolutely.
I'm the student rights advocate. My job is to identify instances of liberal bias against conservatives and libertarian students and help them prepare to fight back against an administration, whether that be through activism or through, what do they call it, through lawsuits.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, my oldest is a freshman at Stanford.
Stanford.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's, brilliant. You know, he's brilliant. Everybody's brilliant. But, yeah, you know, my sense is it's kind of like parachuting behind enemy lines sometimes.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I've had so many run-ins in Stanford. I mean, especially in California, those were the colleges that I worked in the most.
Yeah.
But it's only recently that I've kind of taken a more national role. But in Stanford University, I was trying to help some conservative students there pass a, what do they call it? They used to have a class which was basically American civics, and it used to be mandatory for everybody to, Western civilization, that's what it was.
Yeah.
To everyone to take it. But they took it off, I think, in the late 80s or 90s, and we were trying to get it back. Well, the conservative students, and I was trying to help them. And we just got so much hate from so many students. And in fact, the day that I was there, this was when Black Lives Matter was really big.
Yeah.
I saw all of these people wearing black, organizing and starting marching around the school, chanting all of these hateful things. And I'm just like, oh. I remember
you're
this.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Well, listen, Gabriel, it's a fascinating story, and I'd love to get you back on when we're not at CPAC. We'll have a few more minutes. Thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. That is Gabriel Nadalis, now with the Leadership Institute, formerly with Antifa. We are broadcasting live from CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference, right outside of Washington, D.C., News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.